Tracy, you may need to save it first as and then email it. Otherwise, it may not keep the changes for us.
I know. I thought that I did, and somehow, well, maybe I didn't. I mean, that may be the only answer there. All right. Try it again.
In the meantime, may I ask a question about the loan? What category is the loan repayment in?
It's not in the budget.
But what should it be in?
Good question. I don't know.
I see.
This is LaVarne. It's not, the loan payment is not in the budget. It's not on the P&L, and it's not going to hit here on the P&L at all. It's this, yeah. If you want to start talk about philosophy in terms of the way this has been, the way the spreadsheet is presented with the capital at the bottom, this is the part of the looking at a reserve when you show that, and I'm trying
to make it says this file was modified at 8:36. I'm going to send the whole Excel monster. Go to the page called Budget 2012, and hopefully we can go from there.
This is Kim. I have to get off for like 5 minutes or 5 to 10, you know, a little bit. I have to make a phone call to the East Coast before it gets like any later. It should, you know, hopefully it'll be like 5 minutes. So I'll be back, but
okay.
I got to do this.
We'll see you in 5 or 10 minutes. Hopefully we'll be ready to vote. Praying. All right. So when everybody gets a chance, open up the new file. It should have come. Same name. It's an Excel file. I'm going to open it right now and make sure that it looks the way it should look. It will give you an option in Excel about automatic links to information. Click no. And it looks to me like the budget 2012 line has the changes in it. The suggested changes. So I'll give people a chance to look around. And then, Bill, you had some questions, I know, about specific line items, if you're still there.
I'm still, I just got it. I'm opening it now. How did people do this before the internet?
I have no idea.
Deeds.
Pen and paper.
I don't even know how we're doing it now, but we have to push and get it done. So,
tell me a cell where I'll see a change in here.
They used to have in-person meetings. That's how they did it.
Okay. Point taken. Well, we're going to do that too. But, okay. Budget FY 2012 is the tab in the spreadsheet. We are looking at column AD. Everything else is the same, but column AD.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, column AD in the spreadsheet. I did not go change all the January, February, October, November, December stuff. It's beyond the capacity of this time of night.
I see. Okay, so that is higher than AA4. AD4 is 30K higher than AA4. Okay.
Yes. And AA should be ignored. And AA is where we were. So AA will give you the comparisons.
Okay, what I'm suggesting is, as you go down and Tracy is mentioning it, highlight those changes in green or yellow, whatever color you want, so that you can know these other changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to bold them for now. But, okay, that's a good idea. And since column AA is holding the old numbers, that will make it nice and easy. So in revenue, the only change is the $30,000 for one extra point in fulfillment. That seems to be indicated and not crazy. And that brings us from $3.465 million to $3.495 million in total revenue. That's it.
And you end up with a slight surplus, right?
Yes.
$84.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last year, WPFW was at 168, so actually this is exactly half of our last year's surplus.
Hypothetically, I mean, whether it will actually play out like that, we'll have to see.
Yeah. No,
that's
okay. Ours, it worked for us.
Okay. So here are the changes. I'll go sort of through all the expense categories. Line 39, we had a $451,000 payment of shared services to the national office, at least hypothetically. I am saying that in the FY 2012 budget that we plan on $150,000 of that being paid. And that is what we hold WBAI responsible for remitting to the national office. The central services for PRA is in line 40 is unchanged. Going down to capital expenses, item number line 52 was reduced from $10,000 to $6,000. That is the computer allotment. And item 56, leasehold improvements, was reduced from $29,500 to $20,000. And those were both based on Bertolt's comments. Okay, continuing down. Gross salaries and related expenses in the detail category. In account 6103, I went with the actuals from 2011 and did not project greatly increased 403B contributions. In account in line 76, I upped the health benefits estimate. It is still a bit lower than the 2011 actuals in the hope that we can, in fact, achieve some efficiencies, but I did not drop it the full $100,000. And that amount is now $275,000. Okay. In line 6500, telephone, based on Arlene's feedback that they expected some savings there. I did drop that from $81,000 to $70,000 in the hopes that those savings would be real. The only other there are some other changes in administrative. Line 6580, I dropped the travel allocation down to $3,000. I thought that was sort of parallel to what most of the other stations were allotting for that. I added a depreciation allowance to account 6660 of $1,000 a month based on Lauren's feedback. I did remove the debt retirement item in line 114. Okay, line 6590. I moved the $6,000 that was in board meeting and travel into account 127, the LSB election expense. I'm sorry, line 6595, Excel line 127, making that $16,500. Programming expenses, tower rent was reduced to the $361,000 number that LaVarne provided. I believe that is the only change. Development expenses, $66,500 was added back to caging, line 156.
How much was it?
What they spent in 2011 actuals, $66,000. I mean, I carried the number over. I assume that's what we spend. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It was the best guesstimate. It didn't seem to me that it was anywhere else in the budget. And the last and final change, and I'm sorry about this, account 6781, line 174, I dropped the major donor expenses from $9,000 to $2,500. I understand that's a nice allocation to have, but it didn't seem under the circumstances we could afford it. And with all that bopping around, which again was mostly based on comments that people in the committee made, there's an $84 surplus.
Bruce, the stat.
And we can go from there. Yes, Bruce.
This is a lot. This is some pretty good and interesting hunting and pecking here. Could I suggest that WBI, the general manager, whoever, or the LSD, whoever, supply us with a letter in the same way that WPSW had supplied the contingency plan letter to accompany our budget. If WBI can add a letter to go with their budget that would acknowledge that the central services, the full actual central services, are due, and just, you know, and with an explanation that what we're showing here is what they feel they'll actually be able to pay, but that they understand that the balance is an obligation.
Right.
And
we're
going away just because we're not budgeting it.
Right. We're not writing it off. We just understand it's not likely to materialize in this 12 months.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. Any other feedback? Changes? Modifications? Screams? I don't know. Is anybody still awake?
Yep.
That's
Tracy.
Yeah, who's this, Alex?
Yeah, there's one point I almost forgot about. We do a lot of the preparation work for a network asset, and that is Al Jazeera.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not really... I understand we're not paying back the network a lot of what we owe, but this is one area where we're not being compensated for something we're giving to the network,
mm-hmm.
or at least recognized. So, maybe that's something that should be factored in somewhere.
I think that's something reasonable to say in this maybe contingency letter that Bruce is asking for. I think that's a valid point that could be made. Anybody else?
Bill?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't want to just put magical numbers in there, but I would not feel better if we projected, if there's some way we might could boost income, revenue, major donors or grants or something, as Berthold was hoping we'd be able to get with the development director, than just admitting that we're not going to be able to pay all the central services fees, because the central services fees are to cover real expenses that we have, and from the national office.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that you might be able to get more than what you're projecting for these, the grants and major donors?
I would say that one of the things that we can put in that letter is that any grants, I don't know, 80% of the grants we would get over the what is projected in here should be going straight towards paying central service. Something like that.
Just speaking for myself, I think Bruce's suggestion here is correct. I think there does need to be a letter stating that, that there is understanding of the full extent of the shared services obligations and that the money will have to be paid. I think that something like that would certainly be helpful. Bill, if you're making a suggestion about concretely boosting some revenue categories, we should get an idea of which ones and how much, and then we'll have to decide as a committee if we feel that that is sound enough that we're happy to submit it. I mean, I'm open.
Well, I don't
want to
increase
yeah.
some arbitrarily unless Bertold thinks he can do it. But I guess that letter that Bruce was talking about, if that's clear, I guess that's a good idea. I guess we'll have to stick with that.
And this is Bruce. Can I just throw one thing in there? I thought about the same idea as Bill was thinking about, because I actually, my gut feeling is that New York ought to be able to raise a lot more money than this listener support, but I realize at this point maybe they can't. But if we just change the numbers ourselves right now, that also changes the numbers for central services. It's proportional. So in a way, it becomes a, you know, just more of a problem. You know what I mean? I mean, in other words, the amount of central services that's due increases every time we increase those listener
not grants.
Yeah, I mean, normally it does. In this
But I don't know if we can. I don't know if we could just arbitrarily raise like grant numbers. I mean, we're telling them,
yeah.
hey, you can get this. And remember, we had this discussion about KPFA, and I think it was KPFA or KPFK, you know, about the issue of how much money can you really raise in grants. And so, mm-hmm. I mean, it looks like listener support, or maybe you know, or donations. Below 1,000K are the numbers that you most likely could increase, but those are numbers that also increase central services. So,
yeah. Well, let me say that in this particular document, I kind of broke the relationship percentage-wise. That's not how the document is calculating.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could project more listener, you know, more donations and therefore more central services, and that might be a reasonable thing to do here. I don't think the revenue projections are crazy. What I'm being cautious about is there's an awful lot of fundraising days scheduled. So I think that in terms of their current capacity, they're not going to be able to add fundraising days. No one in their right mind would recommend that.
I guess what I'm saying is that hopefully in their real experience in 2012, and I'm sure Bertholdt would agree with this, that their aim will be to actually exceed what their budget calls for in listener support and donations, and that hopefully is what's going to enable to pay more of the central services than the modified budget is saying. We don't have to put that in the budget. It's just a goal that they'll be trying to reach.
Yeah, my goal this year was 32,000 per day, and so we did about 28, and then 4,000 a day. That's a huge chunk. The goal is still at least 32,000 a day.
Yeah, I caution against getting too optimistic with the economy the way that it is.
It's difficult. As I mentioned before, we will have to have a systematic collaboration between all the general managers and program directors throughout the network, exchanging premium and coming with some kind of plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's starting to happen, but it's going to take a lot of time.
Yeah. Speaking in my own defense, let me just say that the revenue numbers here are similar to the other three large to the other two large stations, KPFA and KPFK. You know, everyone is in that 3.5, 3.6 range. WBAI is not, by comparison, overstaffed at all in terms of its percentage of total revenue that's devoted to that. Essentially, they would be paying full central services if they were free of the insane tower rental costs that they have and their high occupancy rates. If those were down in what you would expect, then the extra couple hundred thousand dollars would be there. It's not there, and I don't see that in 2012 we have the power to make it be there.
I think a rational financial structure for WBAI means not having almost 700, you know, spending $250,000 of their revenue that way. That number needs to be closer to $300,000 or $400,000, but that's not a reality that we can manifest at this particular moment. I think that's how it compares to the other budgets that we've been seeing that are free of those extraordinary expenses. Together, the tower rent and the office rent is $750,000.
LaVarne?
Yeah, Bill again.
I mean, that's, you know, that's hard to absorb. Okay, LaVarne, and then Bill?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was trying to get your attention, but I was on mute.
I'm sorry.
I think what we can do and what we had talked about earlier today is to present as Bernard presented, you know, have your risk and your opportunities to the plan. And one of the opportunities, like Alex brought up, was in terms of the support of the national program, Al Jazeera. And the other is the opportunities on grants, which, since the development director will have been on board for a concerted period of time. So we can just present that the same way that Bernard presented his risk and his opportunities to the budget. So,
Bill? Bill?
Oh,
are you
sorry.
There?
Sorry, I was muted. Yeah, sorry. I just hope that, I realize it's probably impossible to do this for the next fiscal year, for 2012, but I hope that we can really seriously look for a lower cost office and studio space, even if it's not as convenient to get to. I just don't think this is sustainable, spending so much money on the offices like that in the studio, especially with the tower rent so high. And I recognize the tower rental, you need to have a good location for your transmitter, but I still don't think the studios and offices need to be there.
Alex, can I comment
not
on that?
Sustainable, no doubt about it. Yeah, you can, and then we're going to run out of time pretty soon.
Okay, the whole thing with studio location, unlike many other areas in the country and in the West, most of our producers are not car drivers, and New York City does not lend itself very easily to getting around by car. So we can't really move very far away. We have to be readily accessible to public transportation. And the bottom line is there's not too many places we can move to if we're going to be readily accessible to public transportation hubs. It pretty much limits us to Manhattan, possibly downtown Brooklyn, possibly Long Island City and Queens, and really that's about it. I don't really think there's too many other options as far as where we would be located. So, and all those areas, unfortunately, are expensive. So just sort of the reality here. I know it's not a big deal in some places to travel 25 miles and by car to get to the radio station, but that really wouldn't work here.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to suggest, because it is midnight on the East Coast and we have come to the edge of our allotted time here. We will be meeting again on Monday, but that said, that will be to consider a national office budget and consolidated. That does depend on the final decision that we make on this BAI budget. So at this point, I'm throwing the motion on the table, and it either needs to be passed or amended or substituted by another member of the committee. So I will throw it out for amendments and substitutions. Otherwise, I think it's about time to go to a vote.
A point of information, or this is LaVarne, that
yeah.
I will have a volunteer who will assist me this weekend and to reset our reports, our FRX reports for the balance sheet, for cash flow, and for the P&L. So this volunteer will be working Saturday and Sunday, and we'll also we'll try to consolidate all of our budgets. So Tracy, we can talk afterward in terms of what the budgets are and make sure we have all of them. And in terms of putting these numbers into the AI budget, we'll have to ask Bertolt to help us to do that.
Tracy, is Bruce?
Yeah, Bruce. The contingency plan. I didn't. Yeah, it needs to be mentioned. I agree. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh well, I thought you had made a request, and you know, with all due respect to LaVarna, unless I misread it, it seems like she's talking about something else. Can I just go ahead and make a, since it is a little bit after midnight now, make a motion that we vote to approve the WBAI budget as modified tonight per your suggestions, and that budget should include the contingency, you know, the letter acknowledging the, you know, the obligation to pay full central services by WBAI.
Yes. So amended.
Okay. All right.
I know, Paul. I'm sorry.
Because you never made a motion.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion. I'm going to make a motion right now. I will include Bruce's language. Let me do that.
Paul, can you help?
Okay, R. Paul, the motion is to recommend to the PNB the noted modifications to the 2012 budget submitted by R. Paul Martin and I guess the WBA Finance Committee with a letter from the WBAI general manager due no later than September, what's Monday?
19th is Monday.
Yeah.
September 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time, acknowledging WBAI's responsibility to pay shared services at the agreed-upon rate. Period.
Paragraph. All right. To recommend
okay.
the... Okay. Pardon me.
Go ahead.
I have a...
No, please go.
I have a cough drop in my mouth because I won't get into it. To recommend to the PNB the noted modifications to the FY12 budget submitted by R. Paul Martin and that's what we're putting in. I mean, I don't know why my name is in there, but anyway, all right. Submitted by R. Paul Martin and the WBAI Finance Committee with a letter from the WBAI General Manager, due no later than September 19th, 2011, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Acknowledging WBAI's responsibility to pay shared services at the agreed-upon rate.
At the, let me make an amendment to that language. At the agreed-upon rate of 19.5%. I want to be clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
That we are not writing off.
Thank you.
What we're not, but it's not.
Agreed-upon rate of 19.5%. Got it.
Ken, to make an amendment.
Oh, sure.
We'd just like to get the word balanced in there somewhere. So it's recognized that the now balanced budget is what we're recommending.
That's just a wordsmithing thing, wherever it goes. Where does it go, R. Paul?
Noted modification to the balanced FY12 budget.
Noted modifications to balance. Let's say to balance.
Balance.
Yeah, to balance the budget submitted by R. Paul and the Finance Committee.
Balance the FY12 budget submitted, et cetera.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Any other amendments, wordsmithing, protests? Are there any objections to this motion?
I'd like to abstain.
Okay. R. Paul, does that mean we need to go through the roll call? I think it does.
Yeah.
Okie doke.
Okay, on the motion. Ken Aaron.
Yes.
Jim Boyd.
Yes.
Bill Crozier.
Abstain.
Yeah.
I don't hear him. Okay.
I heard him. Said abstain.
He's abstain.
Sorry, abstain.
Okay. Campbell Johnson. Campbell Johnson. All right, we'll come back. Kim Kaufman.
You know, I'm going to have to abstain because I had to make this call, and I just got back, and I'm really not sure
okay.
what's going on.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Barbara Wipperman?
Abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
Abstain.
Bruce Wolf?
Yes.
Going back, Campbell Johnson? Okay, not here. 6-4, 0 against 4 abstentions.
Okay. Alex and R. Paul, I don't know if Bertolt is still with us. I'd guess probably not. Can you?
I'm here.
Me?
I'm at WBI.
Oh, okay. Lucky you. Jesus Christ. Okay. So we will need the contingency plan letter thing prior to our Monday night meeting. You can work with Alex and R. Paul about what that needs to look like. They saw one that WPFW prepared. Different sort of focus to it, but it should give you an idea of what we're looking for. And we'll want that in time for our Monday night meeting. Okay?
What would you give W?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay? Okay. All right. Then I think that we're all set. I'll touch base with Clavarne about the last set of budgets. We'll meet on Monday at 5:30.
The 19th?
Good night.
Yes. Yes, that will be brief. It will be to look at the national office budget and the consolidated approve them. And then we will probably cancel our first meeting in October on the 4th and resume again on October 18th.
Okay. Madam Chair, once we've handled all the budgets, wouldn't we move to monthly meetings instead of biweekly?
We very well might, and we can talk about that when we meet again. I think we've all definitely earned a brief vacation with all of these extra meetings. So our meeting would be, let's see, we would do the 2nd and the 4th. Tuesday is what we've been doing. So I'm sorry, it wouldn't be the 18th. It would be the 25th of October. So why don't we pick up with our schedule on the 25th of October, and then we can decide what we want to do for the months of November and December. Is that okay?
Okay.
Is that okay with everyone?
So we're not meeting September 27th.
Oh, God. Were we supposed to? God, no.
Well, we penciled it in.
No.
Dear God. No, that's definitely not happening. We can have some discussion on the listserv about the October meeting. The 25th might be too long. It's usually the 2nd and the 4th Tuesday. But we will not meet on the 27th, and let's just take the 5th on the October schedule. It's the 11th and the 25th are scheduled. I don't know if we'll meet on the 11th or not. You guys can decide. We'll do like a little survey on the listserv.
You mean one or the other?
I think so. But I think that it's clear we're going to cancel the September 27th meeting. If we're not, I'm not coming. Are there any, like, objections to canceling the September 27th meeting?
Not a one.
I didn't know we had one.
Yeah, that was, well, who knew?
That was...
And may I move to adjourn?
Yeah, as soon as we finish scheduling. Okay, so we'll meet up sometime in October. Thank you, everyone. I will see you on Monday night. Our Paul has moved to adjourn.
Yes, second. Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.